All right, welcome back, everybody. We are getting set for the Prince George Cougars and the Spokane Chiefs in game number one of the best of seven. And pleased to be joined by the bench boss of the Spokane Chiefs. That's Ryan Smith. And Ryan, I don't think there's any better type of year than the playoff season, but maybe just take me through the excitement within your group here ahead of game number one.
Yeah, I think everybody's excited. We have a lot of young guys on our team that haven't experienced this before, so it's new to them. And missing the playoffs last year for the guys that were around, it's been a bit of a wait to get here. So, yeah, we're excited. We're thankful for the opportunity and looking forward to the challenge.
Yeah, and, you know, it's obviously a great season for your group. I was just chatting with Mark, and, you know, you look from 5-8 in the standings, separated by very minimal number of points. And maybe just your thoughts on a terrific season from your group here coming into the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we like I said, last year wasn't the best season for us, but we learned a lot and headed into this season with optimism and hope, and, you know, we carried that through. I thought we ended really well. The last 6 weeks we've been playing good hockey, not always winning, but playing the right way and staying in games. And as we got closer to clinching a playoff spot, our group got, you know, really focused on that. And we were able to accomplish that a couple weeks ago and get ready for this. So it's been a good season, but we like to say we're just getting started.
You know, you mentioned that you have a lot of young guys that haven't gotten playoff experience yet, but you do also have Connor Roulette on your roster, who's logged a lot of minutes in the playoffs, has gone deep in the playoffs coming into his 20-year-old year. Maybe just obviously very important in that case, but also the season he had of 100 points, and just seems like a guy that can really turn a game around for your group.
Yeah, no, Connor was a big acquisition in the offseason. I would be lying if I didn't say he didn't surpass what we thought he was going to do statistically, but he brings a lot to the table. He's a real good glue guy in the dressing room, you know, 5 years in the league. He involves everybody in everything, young guys, old guys. He's created quite the chemistry with Berkeley. The two of them, you know, are pretty electric and dynamic. And, yeah, you're right. He's played 40-plus playoff games, and so that's that experience, you know, we're going to lean on. I'm sure some of the young guys are going to lean on. And for him, it's last kick at the can, so I know he wants to do everything he can to keep playing here, and we're excited for him, happy to have him on our team.
I can't have you here and not bring up Berkeley Catton with the year he's had, and maybe just your thoughts on, you know, his development throughout the season, what you've liked from him. I think the numbers speak for itself, but maybe a lot of other different little things that he does very well for your group.
Yeah, I mean, his number, you're right. I mean, he's right up there in the league leaders in points and goals, and that's not by accident. I mean, he likes to play with the puck. He likes to make plays. He likes to score, you know, that he gets excited about those things. But, you know, he's rounded his game out. He's gotten better in the faceoff circle. He's killing penalties. He led the league in shorthanded goals. You know, his play away from the puck is gradually getting better. Players like him and on the other side, Hyde and Beesher and Font, they don't have to do that because they have the puck a lot. So, you know, Berkeley, to credit to him, he controls a lot of the play when he's out there. And so, you know, we've seen growth in him as a person. He's got a lot of pressure on him being its draft year. And, you know, he carried a lot of weight for us to get to the playoffs. And now, you know, he's looking to reap the benefits of that. And I'm sure there'll be extra attention from the Cougars on Berkeley. But he seems to thrive in those moments. And, you know, we're hoping for the best from him. And it's been a real nice progress for him.
Coming into game number one here against the Cougars, looking back at the season series, like a lot of things, it's 3-1 goal games, two of them went to overtime, literally four really good games between both groups, and maybe just your thoughts on the opponent at hand here coming into the postseason.
Yeah, I mean, you're right with your, you know, when we split the season series and three of the four games were really close games, so, you know, that bodes well for us. That's something we can draw on, that, you know, even though the standings, they're number one and they've earned that, and we're not denying that, and you know, they are the top team and they have had a great regular season and they have playoff experience and all these things, but tonight it's 0-0. The game starts 0-0 and the series is 0-0, so everything's equal playing field. For our group, it's, we're going to look at those games. We have looked at those games. You know, the playoffs are a different beast, but we feel if we can mimic some of the things we did in those games, we have to keep it close. We can't get it into a big shootout with these guys. They have, you know, all kinds of weapons on their side, and we don't want to get into a run-and-gun game because, you know, they're just, they've got the arsenal to really make you pay. So tight defensively, good discipline. Their power play is unbelievable. So we got to stay out of the box, and you know we'll need some goaltending as well.
Lastly, before I let you go, again, Ryan Smith of the Spokane Chiefs joining us here in the pregame show. Ryan, you're going against an old friend here and Mark Lamb, a guy that you've coached with in Swift Current. Does it kind of seem a little bit of a full circle moment for you going head to head with Mark here in a playoff series?
Yeah, I mean, it's I don't forget where I come from. Mark was the one that hired me into this league out of the junior A ranks. And, you know, I owe him a lot for that opportunity in Swift Current. You know, we coached a year together. He taught me a lot about this league and a lot about being a pro. And we've maintained a friendship throughout the years. You know, we don't talk all the time, but when we do, I really enjoy my conversations. He treats me with the utmost respect. And I have tons of respect for Mark. And he's a great hockey guy. He's a good friend of mine. You know, for the next 10 days, we probably won't talk that much, but I look forward to catching up with him. And, you know, he's done a great job here in Prince George. And you know, and I, like I said, I owe him a lot of where I am now. And I appreciate everything he's done for me. And, you know, I look forward to playing against him. And I think it's a great thing. And I, you know, I hope he feels the same way.
Ryan, appreciate this great insight and best of luck here tonight in game number one.
Thank you very much.